Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Again, we want to welcome our guest, Dr. Carolyn Crocker, author of the book Free to Think, and interview her about academic freedom in the scientific community. When she took a position of questioning the aspect of evolution or certain aspects of evolution, she was blackballed, blacklisted, cast out of the community. Whatever happened to academic freedom? Whatever happened to integrity in scientific inquiry? I don't have a real quote to give you, but I know Darwin said that scientific inquiry should be a fair and balanced view of both sides of the equation and then making conclusions based on the evidence. But they're not even willing to listen. My question for Dr. Crocker as we begin today is, why is the academic community as you perceive it so hostile to anything other than their party line?
I'm aware that most individual scientists went into science because they have a genuine desire to explore and discover truth in their area of specialization. But they have pressures on them. For example, financial pressures. If they publish this, will they get a grant? And in fact, I lost a job because my supervisor could not publish with my name on the same paper as his, or he would have found himself ostracized in the future. Peer pressure. If they raise questions about that, will they get tenure? Guillermo Gonzalez, who made some speculation about intelligent design, did not get tenure at Iowa State University. And if you look at the evidence, it's pretty clear that's why. Or religious questions make professors, they don't want to consider that evidence. And so what they do is they skew the interpretation of the data or overemphasize extrapolation from the data, and they get so they can prove what they would like to have be true. It's been said that this doesn't matter because science is self-correcting, but I know that a lot of people are getting hurt now through a lack of scientific integrity. And so my position is that this twisting of science has to stop.
Well, that's why we had Dr. Bergman on for several weeks, where we talked about the slaughter of the dissidents and what happens to people who are called Darwin doubters. And now you've written this book, Free to Think, and you really have on your email address, Crocker at Intellectual Honesty Info, and you also have now established an American Institute for Technology and Science Education. Tell us about that and what its purpose is.
The American Institute for Technology and Science Education, we actually say AITSE for short, is a consortium of scientists, engineers, other professionals. I've drawn together a lot of people working together to improve science education and to increase the awareness in our society about the need for scientific integrity. Sadly, a lot of people don't even know what that word means, but I want to raise the profile of it. That it's lacking is obvious when one looks at things like the cheating epidemic at schools and universities, the health implications of the suppression of information about harmful drugs and medical errors, and the loss of faith in high school and university students who are misinformed about the power of science at school. So AITSE's goal is to offer balanced science education so that we can liberate science and technology from ideology, politics, the illusion that consensus views are as reliable as many people think they are. If your listeners want to know more, they can check out our website, which is at www.aitse.org, and sign up for our monthly newsletter, or they could even invite me to their area to speak. I believe that if we work together, we can actually make a huge difference.
Well, from a Christian point of view, I know this was not your direct motivation in this, though you may have those convictions, and whatever they are, we respect them. But I think from a Christian point of view, it boils down to this, in my point of view, that men do not like God in their knowledge, and they don't want to retain God in their mind. And so anything that even smacks of being an intelligent designer or an author of creation is someone they don't want to deal with or something they don't want to deal with. And yet, when I look at the body, when I look at the eye, when I look at the sky, all around me, it suggests that there must have been a God who made it all. In fact, that's part of what led me to a conversion to Christ. When I realized how big the universe was, I thought, there must be someone who made all this. And that's what we conclude with. But thank you for what you're doing, Dr. Crocker. We wish you well in your endeavor.
Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.